You know, it's definitely very different. You know, obviously last year there wasn't any development camp, but you know, this summer has been a little bit more relaxed. You know, just because there's no draft, there's no combine, there's no anything like that. So you know, it's I'm able to focus on my training a lot more and able to be able to get my rest and stuff like that. So it's definitely a lot different, but you know, it's feeling good so far.
Have you changed your training, Sarah? I mean, I know that people have spoken about the weight that you've put on since last year and throughout the season. Have you changed the way that you're approaching it, or what do you attribute to it?
Yeah, there's definitely some changes in the program and stuff like that. And you know, this year that's there's a lot of focus on my nutrition as well. So you know, I'm eating the right things. I'm eating the things to fuel my body and stuff like that. So you know, it's a lot of working with a nutritionist and stuff like that, and also you know, getting my rest. Last year, I think I was doing a little too much. So you know, this year it's a certain amount of time, and then I'm done, and just you know, relaxing and you know, refueling for the next day. So you know, there's definitely a lot more focus and a lot more seriousness too.
Over the last 12 months, talking about that, do you almost feel like you've grown up more, not only as a hockey player but a person too?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've you know, going through what I did last year, I think I definitely was able to mature, and I was able to learn a lot of things, especially from the pros. Learning how to, you know, now I'm cooking one meal for my family each day. You know, I got my high school diploma, I got my driver's license. So you know, I'm just you know, doing the things that I need to be a grown up and you know, learn how to be more mature.
What's the specialty for Chef Shifley?
You know, I think the last thing I made was it was like steak, asparagus, potato salad, some just garden salad. So you know, pretty good meal, and you know, covered all the food groups.
This week for you, obviously, you know, you're one of the big names that's here this week. How have you handled that? Because we watch you here, and you're all over the place with people.
You know, I think I've been handling it pretty well. You know, I you know, it's fun having all the fans out there. You know, it's fun you know, getting to meet new guys like Truba and stuff like that, and it's fun to come back with new friends or with old friends too. So you know, it's a lot of fun. You know, you're playing hockey, so it's obviously going to be a you know, exciting thing, and you know, being in Winnipeg as well, it's such a great hockey market and such a great hockey fan base that it's you know, just a great place to be.
You mentioned Truba. Let's talk about him, what you've seen on ice, and maybe words of wisdom that you pass along to a guy like that that's kind of following in your footsteps.
Well, you know, he's a good player. You know, he's a big body. He has a good shot. He has a, you know, I think he has a good mind on his a good mind, a hockey mind. You know, I think he does the right things. He's in the right spot. So, you know, the biggest thing right now as a young guy, you just got to work your hardest, and you got to get bigger and stronger just to be able to handle the pro lifestyle. And you know, I definitely think he's a hardworking guy like that, and you know, just looking forward to what he can do in the future.
Where's your game changed the most since last year?
You know, I think I was able to like round up my game. You know, this year I really focused on my defense a lot, and you know, kind of wanted to be a player that wasn't just an offensive player, was also a defensive player. So you know, I tried to really work on my two-way game, and I think I really was able to do a pretty good job. Towards the end of the year, I was taking every defensive zone face-off. I was playing in the last minute. I was playing penalty kill. I was playing power play. So you know, I think you know, Dale really helped me out by giving me the opportunity. You know, I think I just wanted to work my hardest and you know, do whatever it took to help the team win.
When you look at this off-season training program, are you kind of at the size that you want to be at, or are you still looking to add a few more pounds?
You know, I'm definitely going to look to add a few more pounds, but, you know, definitely muscle-wise, you know, always going to want to keep the body fat down. You know, I'm just going to, you know, try to put on a few pounds of muscle and, you know, just be at a weight that I feel comfortable playing and feel able to play in the NHL, too.
Do you have what would that weight be? Are you looking like another 5 pounds?
Yeah, I'm probably looking at another 5 pounds around there. So, you know, of just lean muscle. So I think I can reach that goal, but it's going to take a lot of hard work, and, you know, I'm willing to put that in.
Once this week is over for you, can you take us through the rest of your summer plans here?
You know, we'll go back, and I'll have 2 weeks before I go to Russia. So I'll be back hard at training, and, you know, then I'll go to Russia, and, you know, it'll be a pretty fun experience. I've never been to Russia, so it should be pretty cool. But, you know, then after that I get back, it'll be back hard to training and, you know, preparing for camp and, you know, looking to make the Jets.